Hello?
Hi, my name is Joyce. I was returning your call from customer service. Do you still need further assistance with the account that you called on?
Yes, I do.
Alrighty. May I have the zip code associated with that account, please?
It is 45612.
Alrighty. And that first and last name, please?
Bridget Davis.
Give me one second. Could it be on another name, Bill Davis?
Yes, it could.
Okay. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account?
2209 Spargersville Road, Bainbridge, Ohio, 45612.
All righty. And I do see back on January the 3rd that you pay $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster. Am I correct?
Yes, the gift
was free. The only thing you had to pay was shipping and handling.
Okay, so it was $7.45.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. That $49.97 that you're seeing, the gift was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. That $49.97 is a membership fee.
No, he didn't know what he was doing.
Okay, and I do see when they tried to pull a payment out on the 7th, it was declined by your financial institute.
On January 7th?
On February the 7th, yes. It was declined,
by
the financial institute.
Okay, so I would start $49.97 for a month.
Yes, ma'am, for a monthly membership fee to be enrolled, and it's an online web store. Where is it? They gave you a $125 gift card, and it is in the email that was provided at the time of signing up. If you go into that email, there's a link where you can open it up, and it entitles you to purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. But it does charge you that $49.97 monthly fee each month that you're enrolled into the club.
Okay. He didn't realize he could get it in anything like that.
Okay. Well, I can get you counseled out of that so you won't have any more reoccurring charges, okay?
How about the first one?
And that first one of $49.97, I can get it. The one on the 7th, it was declined by your bank, so there's nothing I can do about that.
No, I'm talking about the first one.
Oh, on January the 7th, correct?
Right.
Okay, give me one second.
I'm going to the bedroom. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for holding. I was successfully able to get you counseled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges.
Okay.
That refund will be back in the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
It won't because that account got hacked. So I need to give you a different number.
Okay, I can't refund it to a different one. What you would do, call your financial institute and tell them that you have a refund coming to that account so they can divert it to the new one.
Okay,
and it would take 3 to 5 business days. So I would give them a call and let them know that you have something coming to that account so they can actually divert it to the new one, okay? But I can give you a cancellation order number now. If you're ready to take it down.
Yes.
Okay? It would be C. It would be C as in Charlie. It's 258.
Okay. 715
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
082.
Okay, read that back.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 258-715-082.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ma'am, is there something else I can help you with?
No, I'm sorry, my call
that's perfectly okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.